Clashes erupted in a Monrovia, Liberia slum as police enforced a mandatory quarantine of the capital city's West Point neighborhood. Angry youths threw rocks at the police, who reacted by firing live rounds into crowds of residents. The violence capped off a week of unrest over the outbreak of Ebola in Liberia, when the government took aggressive steps to contain the disease, which has killed over 1,400 people in West Africa, one of the world's poorest regions. Officials had converted a primary school into an Ebola holding center without informing the community. Soon afterwards, residents looted the center, stealing generators and supplies, including mattresses, some of which were infected with the Ebola virus. Africa's current Ebola outbreak, the worst since 1976, has spread quickly to cities including Monrovia and Guinea's capital city, Conakry. The local health systems have quickly collapsed as health workers became ill and died and hospitals closed. Now, few community residents have access to basic health care such as treatment for malaria. Already, West Africa's Ebola epidemic has inflicted serious economic damage. In Sierra Leone, checkpoints and quarantines have shut down most economic activity, including agriculture, where a delay in cultivation of crops could lead to dangerous food shortages. Despite criticism from right-wing think tanks, corrections experts believe the expansion of Medicaid under the federal Affordable Care Act will lead to lower rates of prison recidivism as ex-offenders gain access to mental health services. A 2010 study by the Washington State Institute for Public Policy found arrest rates fell by 33% when former inmates enrolled in Medicaid and received substance abuse treatment. Today, more than 1 million prisoners suffer from mental illness, and substance abuse impacts three-quarters of all inmates. In Chicago, the county jail began enrolling inmates in Medicaid last fall. Now, Cook County receives federal funds totaling more than $632 a month for each Medicaid patient. At the same time, the number of uninsured Chicago residents fell by 11%. Steve Glass of the Cook County Health and Hospital Systems observed, "The Affordable Care Act has given public health systems a level of stability it has not seen in decades." He noted that city government is now able to provide services to the broad community, as well as inmates leaving Cook County Jail. Sexual assault is chronically underreported by most police departments as a result of poorly trained emergency phone dispatchers misclassifying initial reports of assault and law enforcement management downgrading rape cases. According to a detailed report by University of Kansas Law School professor Corey Rayburn Young, over 1 million rape cases went unreported to the FBI from 1995 to 2012. But Professor Young believes that number is likely much higher. In 2013, Human Rights Watch documented systemic failures in the Washington, D.C. Police Department in handling rape cases. Similarly, an external audit of the New Orleans Police Department found that 46% of sexual assault cases were misclassified. Researchers believe that many police departments have underestimated the number of sexual assault cases because victims were perceived as belonging to fringe populations that included prostitutes, runaways, transgender women, and drug addicts. Racial bias is also a factor in underreporting rape. Native American women suffer from the highest rates of rape per capita in the nation. When they file complaints of sexual assault, police often question them aggressively about their history of mental illness and alcohol abuse. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.